This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his productive two-day visit to Japan today. After attending the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit yesterday, Prime Minister Modi met with the governors of 16 prefectures in Tokyo today. Prime Minister highlighted the potential of the state's prefectures' collaboration and urged action under the State Prefecture Partnership initiative launched during the 15th Annual Summit for Shared Progress. Prime Minister Modi urged the governors and Indian state governments to leverage the new initiative and forge partnerships in the fields like manufacturing, technology, innovation, next-generation infrastructure, and startups, among others. The Prime Minister invited the governors to participate in India's growth story. Following the talks, Prime Minister Modi and his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba reached Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture by Shinkansen bullet train and visited the Tokyo Electron Factory, a major manufacturer of semiconductor production equipment. In a social media post, Prime Minister termed the visit as productive, saying, "May India-Japan friendship scale newer heights in the times to come." Prime Minister Narendra Modi gifted stone bowls set with silver chopsticks to Prime Minister of Japan Shigeru Ishiba and a pashmina shawl in papier-mâché box to the spouse of Prime Minister of Japan. Our correspondent reports that the visit marks an era of new beginning in India-Japan partnership. More from our correspondent.
In a major diplomatic and economic breakthrough, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Japan Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba unveiled a bold strategic blueprint to redefine India-Japan ties over the next decade, with far-reaching agreement across key sectors. At the heart of the outcomes was the India-Japan Joint Vision for the next decade, a 10-year strategic framework identifying 8 priority areas. Among the most notable economic announcements was Japan's commitment of 10 trillion yen in private investments in India over the next decade. The two leaders also signed a joint declaration on security cooperation. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Tokyo.
Prime Minister Modi has arrived in China on the second leg of his two-nation visit. India's real gross domestic product, GDP, is estimated to grow by 7.8% in April to June quarter of financial year 2025-26 at a five-quarter high. In the fourth quarter of the last financial year, the GDP had grown by 7.4%, whereas the same stood at 6.5% in the first quarter of the previous fiscal year. According to the quarterly estimates of GDP for first quarter of current fiscal released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, nominal GDP has witnessed a growth rate of 8.8% during the same period. Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri welcomed the growth figures, saying, "These figures are remarkable in themselves."
हमारी जो अर्थव्यवस्था है 2014 में 2 ट्रिलियन डॉलर की थी 11वें स्थान पे थे विश्व भर में हम फिर 5वें स्थान पे पहुंचे आज 4थे स्थान पर हैं पर कुछ ही समय में हमारी जो अर्थव्यवस्था है जीडीपी विश्व भर में 30वें स्थान पे आएगी.
Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal said India is a global growth engine fueled by reforms and resilience.
भारत एक ऐसा उभरता हुआ देश है जिसकी इकोनॉमी जिसमें अपॉर्चुनिटीज इतनी बड़ी मात्रा में बढ़ने वाली आगे आने वाले दिनों में कि यूरोपियन यूनियन हो एफटीए का सऊदी अरेबिया के साथ भी चर्चाएं चल रही है वो तो चाहते हैं 6 के 6 खाड़ी के देश एफटीए में एक साथ आ जाए पूरी दुनिया आज आपके साथ व्यापार बढ़ाना चाहती है ये भारत के निर्णायक नेतृत्व में है ये जादू आप सबके सामर्थ्य में आपकी काबिलियत में है ये जादू आप सबकी मेहनत और पसीने में है.
Sanjay Nair, President ASSOCHAM, termed India's quarter one GDP growth numbers stellar, which showcased remarkable strength and stability. He said this performance reflects both effective policy measures and resilient domestic demand. Hemant Jain, President PHDCCI, said India's economy has maintained a resilient growth trajectory, highlighting India's steady pace towards Viksit Bharat by 2047. And that is the end of this news bulletin.